Well, welcome everyone to our final broadcast for this summer's Help and Hope for Families program. And you can listen to all three past summer's broadcasts by going on your iTunes app and typing in the search bar Help and Hope for Families. I'm Tim Tucker, affiliate staff member of Family Life here in the Pittsburgh area, and with me for our final hurrah this summer is Scott and Catherine Mercer, part of our Pittsburgh Family Life team, and Tom and Pam Jones. Tom is an associate pastor and a licensed Christian counselor, and Pam is a real estate agent here in the Pittsburgh area. So it's been great having you all join in the discussion this summer.
Well, Tim, thanks so much for allowing us to the privilege of being here.
It's been great. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Been a lot of fun.
Well, in the light of recent events in our country, I thought we would ask a question tonight. If God loves us, why does he allow difficulties in our lives, in our homes, in our marriages? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, these difficulties may come unexpectedly and out of control, such as the death of a spouse or a child or a major health problem due to a virus or a cancer or the layoff from a job with the accompanied financial difficulties. Mm-hmm. No other problems come, as the Bible says, because of the world, the flesh, and the devil. So, Tom, how does the world itself affect us?
Well, Tim, I think that one of the ways that this happens is we experience temptations to conform to the world because, quote, everyone is doing it. And with my last name, Jones, I like to often refer to the fact of keeping up with the Joneses.
Yes.
We try to, and I often remind people that some Joneses are just not that hard to keep up with. But there can be this thought, I mean, after all, everyone is doing it. And it can result, and we're seeing it happen, in people becoming addicted and enslaved to drugs or alcohol. Eating disorders are developed, gambling, wanting to cohabit rather than getting married. These are the kind of things we seem to be seeing happening in our world.
Catherine, how about the flesh part of this?
Yeah, let's continue where Tom left off. I mean, that battle rages. Our own war within our heart battles that flesh. In fact, one of the verses that I was thinking about this week, Tim, in preparation for our time together, was James 4, verse 1. And it says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you?" That's among people. But listen to the next part. "Don't they come from your desires that war within you?" Haven't you ever been in conflict with just yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Should I have ice cream? No, I shouldn't have ice cream.
I have ice cream?
I mean, that's an easy thing. But we think of it in terms of all these little selfish situations that pop up, and we just war with it within our own heart. We could talk about a lot of other things. That's a silly little thing about talking about dessert, but earthly possessions, spending money on maybe more than what we need, extramarital affairs, just that general conflict with our fellow man that may lead to hatred towards him, a friend or a family member. So we think about that indebtedness or extra divorces and murders and abuse and fatherless.
Oh, my goodness, I'm getting discouraged.
It's easy to get discouraged thinking about the battle that
Bingo.
Our flesh is in.
So where are we focusing? Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Well, how about the devil? What role does he have to play?
He plays a big role in it. In fact, when Catherine was talking about whether you should have the dessert or not have the dessert, you know, you see the little cartoon about the devil being on each side of a shoulder. One's good and one's the angel.
Angel on one's right.
Yes, yes. And so he's a liar. He has been from the very beginning. The word says that he walks around seeking who he can eat up, devour.
Yeah.
And so he's been around from the very beginning. We look at Adam and Eve and what they experienced. That didn't come through anything other than Satan. He was the deceiver from the very beginning. So it cost marriages, cost people their lives. Alcoholism is raging because of it. Drug overdoses, the many diseases. And look at the abortion deaths.
Yeah.
That are so needless, but that is all the direct result of Satan.
Mm-hmm. God knows this, doesn't he?
Yes,
he does.
And he allows it. And so the person that's sitting there listening to this saying, I'm really struggling right now. This difficulty has just overwhelmed me, and I'm in darkness in my life. And let me just acknowledge that happens.
Yeah.
So we're not trying to say this is no light and momentary affliction here. For the person that's really experiencing darkness in their lives, It's real. And we do understand. That's why Tom is here as a counselor, to help work through those things. We have a lot of headwind here, trying to live in a culture that makes us want to go to the easy street thing. So we need to push against that and fight against that. So we've said it many times in our broadcast. We need good counsel. We need a good place to fellowship in church. Yes, we need good friends who are Christ followers who can speak truth into our lives. Right. And we just need to just continue to push into and pray and ask God for deliverance in these difficult times. And it's not going to be easy. It's a process.
Absolutely. Yes. And recognize what the enemy really, that the enemy truly wants to devour us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sadly, we see it happening.
And destroy.
And destroy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of things that we suffer from in this life that come from the world, the flesh and the devil, as we've said. But what about those things that we had no control over, such as illnesses or deaths of those we love from disease or accidents, abandonment by a spouse, loss of job and livelihood? The statistics show that during the COVID pandemic, there was a great rise in stress, anxiety, loneliness, and depression. I think, Tom, you mentioned some of these in a prior program as well, especially in younger adults turning to drugs and alcohol at a greater rate now than ever before. And from February 2020 to February 2021, according to the CDC, there was a 27% increase in adults with symptoms of anxiety or depression over the previous year, and a 36% increase in drug overdose emergency room visits. So, Tom, is God trying to get our attention as individuals and as a nation when he allows suffering in our lives?
I think he does, Tim. Certainly we see it in the Old Testament when his chosen people, the Jews, forgot God and what he wanted for them and started to worship other gods, just like we do today. He allowed their enemies to overtake them and to take them captive. And it wasn't to destroy them, it was to bring their attention back to him. Our gods today may be wealth, status, fame, illicit sex, drugs or alcohol. We try to fill the void in our lives with things that only God himself can fill, and we fail miserably at it. The Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Surely the opposite is true, as we're seeing here today.
So, Scott, what does the Bible say we need to do as individuals?
When we are experiencing a darkness that we just feel like we can't climb out of, and there's no one else to deliver us, that's the time that God has us right where he wants us, in the center of his hand. And so when we say, there is nothing that I can reach to, I can't deliver myself, we have two choices. We either take ourselves out of the equation completely by leaving this world. We say, no, I give the control to God. I give my life's control to God. Amen. I let him drive at the front of the steering wheel, and I'm on this ride with him. What does that mean? What does that look like? I say, God, I'm broken. I've got difficulties in my life that I can't control. They're out of my control, but I realize you're bringing them to me to break me to a point where all I can do is depend on you. So just confess your sin to him. Ask him to forgive you of your sin. Ask him to cleanse that from your life. Believe that he lived, that he died on the cross, that he rose again on the third day, and that he is here to deliver you from difficulty and sin, and that is all going to be washed away and wiped away, and that's the beginning of a new start and a new life in Christ. And you'll feel the power of the Spirit come on you when you pray that prayer in desperation, in true meaning, God, take control of my life. That is a turning point. Then you get involved with people that can help you, Christ followers, not your regular old friends that might go out to the bar and drink. No, these are people that can help you in your journey and your walk with Christ. You go to a great church that speaks the truth. You maybe have to talk with a professional counselor, somebody like Tom, but that's the start. That's where we go. That's where we begin. And if we sincerely take that step, he will guide us in the right way from that point on.
Amen.
Guarantee it. I guarantee it. I'm a testimony of that.
Amen. Yes. Me too. Amen.
So when we take that step of faith, Jesus gives us his love, his joy, his peace, and hope. And it's neat to know that he said he would never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
No matter what unexpected difficulties come our way. And even during this COVID pandemic, we can still trust in God, we can be courageous, and we don't have to be afraid because we know that he's watching over us. So
Our culture conditions us for easy street. Mm-hmm. We want everything on a silver platter, real simple. And if it isn't, we got to go somewhere where it is. Mm-hmm. But that's not what God calls us to, and that's not why difficulties come in our lives.
Right.
It comes in our lives to break us completely down so we are naked in front of Him saying, God, deliver me. I can't do it myself.
Yeah, and the challenges will either make us better or they'll make us bitter.
Amen. Right.
So, Tom, the answer to our original question tonight, okay, why does God allow difficulties in our lives? The answer
it's to lovingly draw us to Himself. Amen. Through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
And the show is that we're totally dependent upon Him.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we need to have, sometimes it's humbling to come to that point when we have to come to Christ on our knees, but sometimes that's where He can work in our lives the best. And He can use those circumstances in our lives. Romans 8:28, Scott?
Yeah.
All things work together for good. To them that love God.
To those that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I pause and hesitate because a lot of people say all things work together for good, and they don't think about the reason why, because we have to love God, and we have to be called according to His purpose. So we have to put that on to the end of that and not forget that as part of that verse.
Right. Exactly.
And He didn't say all things are good, but for the good.
So these difficult things, eventually, God's going to bring His glory through them if we give them to Him. Mm-hmm. But nobody will see that if we don't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, God uses it almost like baking a cake. There are things that you put into a cake that by themselves are pretty bad, like the yolk
by itself,
baking soda, all this stuff. Yes. You know, there's sugar, there's all other things. But then He puts it in the oven, the heat, the pressure, you know, that heat relationship to make something that's can be usable by the Lord.
Actually, quite tasty and edible.
Yes, it is too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we hope that that this brings hope and help to each of you that are listening tonight, and that you know the peace that passes all understanding that only Jesus Christ can give, and that you've made that decision to ask Christ to be your Savior. If not, we encourage you to do that tonight. Family Life has a number of resources to help you in your walk with Christ and in your marriage and in your family. Just go to familylife.com and be sure to download their new app for even more resources. And Catherine, tell us about this fall's weekend.
Yes, fall is coming quickly, and we really hope to meet you as you join us for one of Family Life's Weekend to Remember Marriage Conference weekends. They are coming, two of them, to the Pittsburgh Marriott North here in Cranberry Township, October 29th through 31st. Or November 12th through 14th. And it's a wonderful 2.5 days to invest in your marriage, whether you need just a shot in the arm and a way to celebrate some time with your spouse, or if you're in a more challenging place and need some encouragement. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is for you. If you are considering marriage, please consider joining us, registering. We'd love to have you too. So visit weekendtoremember.com or call 1-800-FL today and use a special promo code WEEKENDTOGETHER to receive $100 off a couple's registration.
And thank you, panel, for being with us. It's a pleasure to have had you with us this summer again.
It's been a great summer.
What a joy.
Thanks. I tell you, Lord willing, we'll see you all next summer on Help and Hope for Families.